Is your job search leaving you stressed? Don't give up. This heartwarming story reveals how one man found a perfect job after following a powerful dream. Learn how to trust God and never lose hope. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book, The Padre, St. Pio of Pertlucina, written by Marcellino Iasanzaniro. Within its pages, we encounter a story about a man named Rino Girolimetti. Rino was a hard-working family man, but his job was not permanent and his income was uncertain. As you can imagine, this uncertainty weighed heavily on him. He longed for a secure long-term job to support his family. And this brings us to the beginning of our story, as recounted by Rino himself. Listen to this. One night, Rino dreamt of Padre Pio, and in this dream, he pleaded with Padre Pio for help. However, Padre Pio simply replied, "Pray." When Rino brought up another troubling matter, he received the same answer, "Pray." Even when he asked for another favor, the response remained unchanged, "Pray." It became clear to Rino that there was nothing else to do but pray. Now, for those of you familiar with Padre Pio, you've likely heard his famous advice, "Pray, hope, and don't worry." Well, 6 months of persistent prayer had passed, and yet nothing had changed. Rino's income was still uncertain. In the winter of 1959, Rino and his wife traveled to Senigallia, a town on the eastern Italian coast, to spend the holidays with her parents. After the New Year's celebration on January 2, 1960, Rino dreamt of Padre Pio again. However, this time Padre Pio had much more to say. He instructed Rino to return to his hometown of Castelfidardo the very next day. "Father," said Rino, "I had planned to go home on January 6th, because my wife returns to work the following day." However, Padre Pio was insistent and shouted, "I told you that you must go tomorrow morning." Rino woke up suddenly, shaken by the dream. In the morning, he shared the vivid experience with his wife, and they decided to pack their things and travel back home earlier than originally planned. As soon as Rino opened the door of his house, he saw a telegram notice that had been sitting there for several days. Without delay, he rushed to the post office where he received a letter inviting him for a job interview at the bank. Upon arriving at the address, the director exclaimed, "Mr. Girolimetti, you have finally come. If you hadn't shown up today, we wouldn't have hired you." Rino's prayers were finally answered. He secured a job as a tax inspector, a position he held until his retirement. End of story. This story is a powerful reminder that we should always trust in divine providence. Just as Jesus said, "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." Now, the choice of today's story is no coincidence. Today is the feast day of Saint Joseph the Worker. So let's take a few moments to reflect on what the church and the scriptures have to say about work. Work is mentioned in the very first book of the Bible, in the book of Genesis. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. So, this was man's first job, taking care of the garden, taking care of God's creation. Now, despite how some of us may feel about our jobs, work was commanded by God, and is therefore something pleasing to God and dignifying to humanity. Yet, we all know that work is often hard, and the reason for this traces back to the fall of Adam and Eve. After their disobedience, work became more strenuous as part of the consequences of sin. God told Adam that the ground is cursed because of him, and he will have to toil and sweat to cultivate it for sustenance. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return to the earth, out of which thou wast taken. For dust thou art, and into dust thou shalt return. But despite the hardship, work remains a dignifying action. In the New Testament, work and workers are praised in several places. After all, our Savior Jesus Christ worked alongside Saint Joseph as a carpenter. And what do carpenters do? Well, essentially, they craft objects so other objects don't have to be on the ground. And if that sort of work was good enough for Saint Joseph and Jesus, the Son of God, then our work should be good enough for us too. Furthermore, the Catechism of the Catholic Church warns that one of the sins that cries out to heaven is injustice towards the worker. It says, the catechetical tradition also recalls that there are sins that cry to heaven. The blood of Abel, the sin of the Sodomites, the cry of the people oppressed in Egypt, the cry of the foreigner, the widow, and the orphan, and finally, injustice towards the wage earner. So, in light of today's feast day, let's end with a prayer to Saint Joseph, as composed by Saint Pius X, for guidance and grace in our approach to work. O glorious Saint Joseph, model of all those who are devoted to labor, obtain for me the grace to work in a spirit of penance for the expiation of my many sins, to work conscientiously, putting the call of duty above my natural inclinations, to work with thankfulness and joy, considering it an honor to employ and develop by means of labor the gifts received from God, to work with order, peace, moderation, and patience, never shrinking from weariness and trials, to work above all with purity of intention and detachment from self, keeping unceasingly before my eyes death and the account that I must give of time lost, talents unused, good omitted, and vain complacency in success, so fatal to the work of God. All for Jesus, all through Mary, all after thy example, O Patriarch Saint Joseph. Such shall be my watchword in life and in death. Amen. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.